All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Pop Break, coming off of her recent album release, of course, Morning Honey, and soon to be releasing a short film to accompany the single Other People. Really good track, just listen to it. I like the heart and soul behind it. Right now, I'm honored to be joined by singer, songwriter, musician, and actress, the lovely and talented Miss Madeline Lauer. Madeline, how are you? Thank you for a few minutes.
Hi, I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's awesome. You know, I love having musicians on the show. I was telling you a little bit earlier, I'm a drummer over here. I really, really wish I could sing. You have a beautiful voice with a beautiful, beautiful range. I wanted to ask you, how did you get started as a musician? Did you take lessons when you were younger? Did you have family who were musicians or sang or anything like that? How did this all start for you?
I've been singing since I could talk. I don't really remember, like, starting. No one in my family does music, but everyone really likes music. So my house was filled with a lot of music growing up. And I decided when I was like 15, I wanted to be a recording artist. And
nice.
So my grandpa actually had a couple friends that lived in Chicago that owned a recording studio, and I would go out there and I would write and record, and that process to me was so much fun, like actually walking away with something recorded, and I fell in love with it, and I decided to move to LA when I was 18. My parents told me I had to graduate high school, so graduated, and then the next day I drove out.
Wow.
And it's been a roller coaster of a journey since then, but I would say there's been a lot of growth, and I still very much love the whole process of recording and making music.
That's amazing, going from Chicago and, you know, living the dream. LA, definitely a totally different land out there. Real quick, I got to ask you, are you a deep dish pizza kind of person? Do you like that Chicago deep dish?
I've only been to Chicago a couple times, so I feel like I had to have had the Chicago deep dish at least once. I love food, so...
Oh, nice.
I pretty much love everything.
Yeah, I have to ask. I'm in Jersey, so we have good pizza here. I always got to ask the pizza question. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. There's not great pizza here in LA.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But more importantly, who were some of your, like, influences? You know, growing up, you said you were singing as long as you could remember. Who were some of your favorite artists?
Well, growing up, I was obsessed with Christina Aguilera.
Nice.
I was, like, diehard Christina fan. And I found myself trying to imitate her a lot, like belt and do a lot of runs, and I slowly started to realize that that wasn't the kind of singer I was. So I just wasn't like a powerhouse singer. Somebody showed me Aaliyah, and that was after she had passed. And I was listening to her, and I was like, she's so, like, mellow and soft and sensual, but it's still, like, so powerful. And I decided to kind of texturally change up the way that I sing. And I kind of, like, moved from trying to do this, like, big, you know, Whitney, Christina thing to more of this, like, groovy, sexy, soft thing with my voice. So I would definitely say Aaliyah is like my biggest influence, and I tend to write songs as if it could be an Aaliyah song. And then I also really love Amy Winehouse.
Nice.
But yeah, I would say Aaliyah is like my biggest.
That's a great answer, and I like the way you describe that. That's very interesting to me. I'm someone who I really wish I could sing. Like, I could play acoustic. I'm a drummer, first and foremost. I really, really wish I could sing, so I'll have to ask your advice on that in a little bit. But you kind of said, you know, you kind of have, like, that sensitive, kind of sensual kind of feel. You know, I love your music, but I also wanted to mention your range is, like, phenomenal. A little bit of those high notes you hit remind me of, like, the Mariah Careys of the world, maybe even some, a little bit of, like, the Broadway kind of stuff. Like, you hit those high notes, you know what I mean? You talk about power, but you have such an incredible range. Like, where does that come from?
Thank you. That was years of stretching that range. I found this warm-up disc that I still use today. It's by a woman named Christina E. Brand. And I do 30 minutes every other day because I find if I do it every day, my voice gets very tired and weak. But I will, you know, start where, like, a low bass would be. And I just kind of ease into the really low notes all the way up to where a really high soprano would go. And it took years for me to be able to do that, but I did work at it, you know, every day.
Yeah, it's really cool. And like I said, you know, I'm listening to the track. The songs are fantastic. You hit those, you know, I call them those Mariah notes, those very high, beautiful, angelic kind of notes. It's fantastic. What advice would you have for people who are trying to sing, learn how to sing, or trying to expand their range?
Well, I mean, I've told people about the warm-up disc that I use, and it's helped them just expand their range. Because you can take singing lessons, but usually that's only like once a week. This is something that you could do on your way to work or anything like that. Yeah, I would say that that's the biggest thing that helped me was just vocal exercises. And slowly but surely, you just start to sing differently.
That's awesome. Stick with the fundamentals. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the track Other People. Fantastic track, really, really good. I love the chorus. Tell us a little bit about the track, you know, where the meaning of it came from. And then also, I believe there's a short film coming out as well, conversely. So kind of a two-parter here. I watched a little bit of the trailer. Yeah. That was very fascinating, almost maybe a love story meets a little bit of drama, it looked like, at the end. What can you tell us about the track and then the upcoming short film?
Yeah, the track, I wrote the hook, like, I was laying in bed one night, and I just kind of started, like, singing this melody in my head. All those other people. And I just
Beautiful.
Reached over to my phone, and I recorded a little voice note, and then I took it to my friend, Drew Dvorsky, who I write a lot of my songs with. He's a guitar player. And he just started writing a guitar part for it, and then the track just kind of unfolded. The song is basically about my husband.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. So cheesy. but we were at the Grove, and the Grove is like a big outdoor mall here. And it was packed. And we were like clinging on to each other, and we were like going through the crowd. And it was like a lazy, kind of rainy Sunday, and we were both really cozy, and I was just feeling the love, and I remember feeling like I'm just totally so into this person, like no one else is around me, even though there's a lot of people around me. And it felt so good, so I just like, you know, clung on to that thought, and then I wrote about it later. So that's what the song is about now. Yeah, and when I put the album out, I was getting a lot of feedback from people that was one of their favorite track. So naturally I thought I have to do a music video to this. And I've been acting for a couple years now, which is something that like I kind of do secondary.
Okay.
Back to music. Music is like the main focus. But I've been really wanting to somehow put the two together. So I've been, you know, writing screenplays based around other projects and auditioning like a normal actor would, auditioning all sorts of short films and stuff, and I've starred in a few independent stuff. But I just wanted to create something like marrying the two on my own. And I had approached a guy who has done a couple music videos for me in the past, and I didn't even think about making a short film around this video. I just thought I would hear a couple of his ideas about what he envisioned for the video. And he said, well, I have this friend who heard the track and he's got an idea. And I went and had a meeting with him and basically pitched the concept to me where it's more like a film rather than a video. And this is going to give away some spoilers.
Okay.
But trailer pretty mysterious.
But, awesome.
And so we'll just talk about it. But basically, he had this idea where I would be driving, I'd be leaving a house, and I'd be driving away, and you would see some flashbacks of a relationship that I was in. And you would see good times, you'd see bad times, you'd see me in the car going through a range of emotions reflecting on that. And then you would see me pull up to the desert, and you'd see me start digging.
Uh-oh.
And then you would see me open up the trunk, and his body is in the trunk.
Oh, boy.
And then it would go boom, and all these flashbacks would start playing out where I catch him and another girl in bed together, and then I end up, killing her and then taking him. And I'm a huge horror movie fan. So
nice.
This idea was like, I was like, oh my God, I love this. This is so different. It's a juxtaposition. How sweet the song is. And I just thought it was kind of eerie, like putting this song to that other feel. But then when I was like sitting with the idea, I was like, I just wanted to make it a little bit more interesting and a little bit more like girl power.
Okay.
For my friend Rowan, who is an actress, I was telling her about the idea, and I said, well, what if the story is actually about you and I being in a relationship, and we seduce this guy we find out he has a lot of money, or let's say he's a drug dealer. You know, we were just like brainstorming. And let's say he's a drug dealer, and seduce him, and it goes wrong. And we end up having to kill him, and then we run away together. So we just started writing, and we went back to the director, and we told him about it. And it was a long process of kind of getting on the same page, because the story, we wanted to keep it simple,
right,
not confuse anyone, but we also wanted to make it a little bit more complex and really test our acting and writing chops. So it just unfolded into this new concept where her and I are in a relationship, and we meet a local drug dealer. We find out he has a lot of cash kept in his house, and I'm a character in the story where I'm like not sure I want to do this, and she's like, yes, we need to do this, we need the money, and the whole way she's convincing me to do this with her. But I'm so blind to other people and everything else, so blind to right or wrong, because I'm so into her that I'm just going along with it. So it kind of like brings it back to the concept of the song. And I think it unfolds in such a way that it's really interesting and cool. And when you're watching it in the beginning, you're definitely thinking one thing, and then all these pieces start to be put together, and at the end you're like, what? And I'm hoping people want to watch it all over again, and there's a lot of clues dropped in the whole thing. So
that's
it was
awesome.
Super fun. It definitely turned into something way bigger and cooler than we even imagined.
Oh man, you sold me on that already. That's awesome. It's got sounds like a little bit of romance, a little bit of Breaking Bad. I like it. You already sold me on this. That sounds fantastic. What are some of the parallels between, or differences between, obviously being in a studio recording, then being on a set and doing the acting thing? Is it, I don't know, I can imagine one maybe being a little bit more true to yourself, and then in another role being like another person. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, a lot of parallels, a lot of differences. Being on set, there's a lot of repetition, a lot of waiting around, and that's very similar to the recording experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying the same thing over and over, and then when you're acting, you're saying the same line over and over, and then you're waiting around a lot of the time. You're, you know, and the camera's getting resituated, lighting's getting resituated, and then in the studio, you know, there's a lot of mixing that's happening simultaneously. And then if you're with your musicians and stuff, they've got to set up and tune, and, you know, so it's really similar. And you're, in both ways, you're telling a story.
Nice.
And that's something I've always really tried to do with my songwriting, is tell specific truths, specific stories, rather than just writing about whatever. I'm definitely always talking about a real experience, and in acting, it's you're acting out a story too. So there's a lot of similarities, but there's differences, because you know, I'm not singing anymore; I'm talking, which took me a second to get used to.
That's super interesting, and you kind of already answered my next question, but I did want to still ask, you know, when it comes to writing musically, do you kind of reference a lot of the ideas coming from real life experience, relationships, whatever they may be? You know, I talked to a lot of musicians. Some people kind of come from an approach of like a fantasy world or things that aren't true, all different concepts. So you like to come more from the real life experience kind of stuff, and where do the lyrics and ideas come from? Do you, you know, I know people, they have dreams in the middle of the night and they write stuff down. Like, how does this process work for you?
I've had one song that I've written in a dream.
Wow.
That I've put out, called I Know You've Heard. I wrote a lot of it in a dream, and I woke up and I immediately, you know, voice noted it. Otherwise I would have forgotten it, but
that's awesome.
I'm writing about relationships that I'm in, or because, I mean, I've only been in so many relationships, but, you know, relationships are complex. You can write about a lot of different aspects of one relationship. They're not black and white. So I'm definitely always writing about relationships that I'm in, whether it's myself or with a lover. Usually with a lover, or, you know, my husband. My husband gives me a lot of.
Aww, there it is. Yeah. That's great. And Madeline, thank you so much. I did want to ask you this. I'm from like the Asbury Park, New Jersey area. We have a lot of local rock bands around here, a lot of acoustic artists, really just trying to make names for themselves and get to that next level. What advice would you have for all these aspiring musicians and artists right now?
I mean, the biggest thing for me is I just have never given up. And, you know, that quote, you can't fail, you never quit. But I think it's, like, so true, because the industry's super, super tricky, and you can find yourself doubting yourself a lot. But if you really, truly feel like this is what you're supposed to do, you just keep finding a way, and things start to light out, and just don't give up. If you don't give up, you're gonna learn a lot about yourself along the way.
Wow, very, very beautifully said, Madeline. Thank you so much for a few minutes. And real quick, where can everyone follow you on social media? There's a lot of good tunes on YouTube. I already know. Where can everyone follow you? Listen to your tunes, all that good stuff.
So if you just search my name, Madeline Lauer, into any search engine on any streaming platform that you want, I will come up, and my album Morning Honey will come up. Madeline is spelled like Madeline, so M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, and then Lauer is L-A-U-E-R.
Beautiful. Madeline, thank you so much for a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, the track we know is Other People, coming up with a short film, and that's coming out February 28th. Madeline just completely sold me on right now. I'm totally in. Can't wait for that. Madeline, thanks again for a few minutes, and best of luck moving forward. I'll be following you.